I will begin our lesson today by reading from the 11th chapter of the book of Romans, verse 22. It reads like this: Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. On them that fail, severity. But to you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you also shall be cut off. This verse of scripture shows the two sides of God. This is a revealed truth about God's nature. He is a God of goodness, because the goodness of God leadeth us to repentance. But the severity of God, those who do not wish to continue in his goodness, who do not wish to repent, as he told those cities in which the most of his miracles and mighty works were done, he told them, because you did not repent, you rejected my goodness, it's going to be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than it's going to be for you. God has a loving, kind, sweet, gentle side. In fact, this was the gentle Jesus that spoke these words that sounded so harsh. Behold, Paul says, therefore the goodness of God. Behold, therefore, the severity of God. Severity on them that fall, but to you, goodness, you that have accepted him, you that reverence him, that respect him, you, if you continue in his goodness, otherwise you also will be cut off. This is one side of God that most of us don't want to even know about, but God wants his truth revealed to every person. And this truth can only be revealed by God's Holy Spirit or by God's Word. It can never be gotten by the pursuit of education. Some people will sacrifice everything for more knowledge. The revelation of God comes as a gift from himself. It comes to those that are educated and to those who have not completed schools of higher education. God's truth is not a learned thing. God's truth is something that is revealed. But some will not accept truth because it is not spoken by those that they credit as having any education. Those unlearned men in the book of Acts astonished these that were listening to them. They marveled at the fact that these men who had not a formal education in the language department, how could they speak these languages? Had God revealed this to them? Sure he did. He certainly did. You remember in the 16th chapter of the book of Matthew, when Jesus asked the question, who do men say that I am? Well, some said that he was John the Baptist. Some said Elias. Others said Jeremiah. And then some said one of the other prophets. He says, okay, men, who do you say that I am? Peter stepped up and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus replied, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. Flesh and blood did not reveal it to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. Jesus said that Peter was blessed, that God, our Heavenly Father, would even consider revealing anything to Peter a lowly fisherman. It wasn't his status in the community. It wasn't that he was a political figure. He was just an ordinary blue-collar worker trying to make ends meet, trying to pay his taxes. If you would have asked Peter, where do you see yourself 10 years from now? He may have replied, 10 years. I'm just trying to make it to the end of the week. Aren't we all like that? We're just trying to make it to the weekend. I would also like to repeat that the true knowledge of God is conditioned by faith. Some people would despise religious faith as lacking a foundation. They treat knowledge as superior to faith. This is because they misapprehend religious faith, which is not the acceptance of a creed, but a trust in a person, Jesus Christ. When we trust God, we are prepared to receive his revelation. So the wise and the prudent of the world reject his message of loving your neighbor as yourself, turning the other cheek, the message of seeking God above all other interests. Many have sought God through nature and the natural things. They talk about the Creator. The Creator God, they say. Look how perfect he has created this earth. And he has created me perfect, they say. It is true, not unlike the devil, was perfect until iniquity was found in us. They talk about the Creator God. But what about the fatherhood of God? What about the Son of God and the Savior of the world? What about the Lordship of Christ? What about the promise of the Father? What about the endowment of power from God? They tell us to look deep within our own self to find strength, not look to Jesus. And then what about sin? Paul says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Beset us. What does beset mean? It means to plague us. That sin that afflicts us, the one that torments us, the one that oppresses us. And what about the cross, the sacrifice, the shed blood for sin, and the sinner's need for this? Some do talk about truth, but not God's truth. They talk about living your truth as opposed to living the truth of God. The people did reject Christ. They did oppose him, but they could not stop him from healing the sick, from opening the blinded eyes. They could not stop him from cleansing the leper, or raising the dead, or even preaching to the poor.